Gender equity in government leadership is mostly a challenge for women, but not apparently at Illinois State University. The student body has its first ever all-female leadership team. WGLT's Mary Cullen reports they may be behind a spike in women students applying for other student government positions.
Illinois State University consistently reports more female students than male. Last spring, 57% of the student body identified as female. This fall, the university installed its first all-female student executive board. Jada Turner is vice president of ISU's Student Government Association. She says female representation is long overdue. Turner says she hopes she and her female colleagues deliver a message to Redbird women.
A lot of times, women don't always go for those high power positions, especially in the business field. They get in one position and they stay there, and they don't always feel like they're capable of taking on those big, high-power roles that are predominantly men.
Turner says this year's executive board wants to change that line of thinking. Hannah Woody is this year's student body chief of staff. She says the women received a lot of support leading up to the election last spring, primarily from female peers. Woody says the women were mostly excited to see an all-female ticket pursuing a traditionally male office. Woody says having three women at the helm of the student body allows the university to consider national female-focused issues.
In the news and the media lately, there's been a lot on the topic of women's rights as it pertains to health care, equality in the workforce, etc. And I think that's something, a perspective that we can bring to campus.
And Woody says advancing women's issues to men requires media literacy.
Especially in the political climate of the United States, new perspectives are always a driving force. So I want to take this campus in a direction that it hasn't gone before.
Vice President Jada Turner and student body president Samiat Salibo share that passion to broaden the perspective of the student body. Salibo says she and the other executive board members didn't know they would be the first all-female ticket when they decided to run. She says she hopes to diversify the rest of the student government team and take a step away from appointing white male students.
It stops a lot of women from trying to do those roles because they think that they may either not maybe get treated the best or be heard as much.
Salibo and Turner are also both women of color. Salibo says in student government, it's a game changer.
Historically, women of color weren't in a lot of positions of power, mm-hmm. but now since the tables are changing and everything is changing, then it can definitely happen. And that's just what I want people to know, that it can happen for you. It happened for us. It can happen for you also.
Salibo says leading up to the election, her ticket received a lot of support from underrepresented students for its inclusivity.
We didn't know that was going to happen at the time. We just thought we wanted to make a huge impact on this campus. We wanted to make it a better place for not only us, but every other student.
The last 5 years of SGA administration saw three women on the board, one woman of color, and nine white men. As a team of three women and two women of color, Salibo says already this year, SGA more accurately represents the student body. Advancing gender equity is not just a value statement. It's good politics. Salibo and Turner say they go to events hosted by minority organizations to better understand the wants and needs of ISU's underrepresented population.
You can't represent everybody if you're not talking to everybody. That just brings a level of, that just brings their voice into the conversation.
Salibo's vice president, Jada Turner, says every event brings about the same response. Students of color ask about the student government process.
They look at us and was like, wow, they really did that. That's super crazy. And it makes them want to get involved, and it makes them want to, jump in and take the lead.
Turner says when students of color see minority representation on the executive board, it shows their thoughts and opinions matter. And with so few students of color appointed to the board in years past, Turner says it's about time those students have a fair voice. Turner says while it's an honor to represent those communities, she, Salibo, and Woody are gaining skills too.
When we grow up and we get in our actual careers, this is something that we can look back on and be like, wow, I did this so early on. I can do this and take on other roles as well.
She says not only does the female administration inspire students, but they also inspire each other.
It'll continue. I don't think that this is going to be the only year that you'll see an all-female ticket. I definitely believe that there'll be in the future more to come.
The women say they plan to use their term to increase mental health awareness among students, faculty, and staff. I'm Mary Cullen.
Samiat Salibo, Jada Turner, and Hannah Woody also say they want to bring back the It's Just a Period campaign, which distributes feminine hygiene products to students.